Chapter 12. When Saw returned from his mission, he still had a bit of a limp, but his leg was mostly healed. He took Maya and Kodo into one of the private rooms branching off the hallway, and before Jin had a chance to realize what was happening, Maya and Kodo were gone, off on a mission of their own. "You said I would be going on more missions," Jin told him. She couldn't help noticing how different Ree felt with Maya and Kodo gone, with Saw back. She didn't want to think about which scenario she preferred. Saw tilted his head back.
"How old are you again?" he asked.
Jin wanted to lie, to pretend she was older than she was, but she answered truthfully.
14, almost 15.
Saw looked up, scanning the group of soldiers scattered around Ree.
"Staven!" he barked.
Staven ran up, his hand twitching as if he wanted to salute Saw, but just barely kept himself in check.
"Yes, sir,"
he said.
"Get me a detonator kit."
Staven nodded and ran to one of the rooms in the armory. He returned minutes later with a small box. He held it out to Saw, but Saw jerked his head to Jin. Staven turned, holding the box out for Jin to take. She picked it up, surprised by the weight. She glanced at Saw, then turned her attention to the box, opening it slowly. Inside were all the pieces needed for a standard detonator. Two halves of a palm-sized disc, the detonite, the wiring compartment and timer, the remote override. Saw glanced at the time on his comlink.
"You have 3 minutes, he said.
Jin's heart leapt in her chest.
This is a test, she realized, slowly, even as her fingers were extracting the items from the box, putting them together with speed she hadn't known she had.
The rough construction of the detonator was easy enough, but the remote override and the wiring was always tricky. She felt the seconds tick by. She allowed herself one moment to look up. Everyone on the island was silent, watching. Staven stood over her shoulder, watching her work, his eyes narrowed as he examined every move her fingers made. He was the expert in explosives, and she was very aware that he was judging her just as harshly as Saw was. Once the remote override was done, Jin focused on the wiring compartment. This was the trickiest part of piecing together a detonator, and she hated it. She always got the wires mixed up. Her fingers shook. She was very, very conscious of everyone watching, of the time ticking by.
1 minute, Saw said.
That's not helping, she wanted to snap, but she kept her mouth shut and her mind focused. She slid the wires into place, snapped the cover over the detonator, and looked up, pride making her chin tilt in triumph. And then she saw Staven's face. He shook his head sadly.
"Show her what she did," Saw said, disappointment dripping from his voice.
Staven opened the detonator, peeling back the overlay and displaying the wiring compartment for Jin. Her eyes danced over the myriad wires, seeking her mistake.
There. A blue wire where a green wire should have been. The timer would be messed up, measuring in hours instead of minutes.
"If you'd given me some warning, I would have been prepared," Jin said. "It's not fair to just throw this at me last minute."
Saw raised an eyebrow. Too late, Jin realized her mistake. In a mission, she would have no time to prepare. In a mission, she would be operating under more stressful conditions than Saw's timer and Staven's watchful eye.
"Your mistake could have cost the lives of everyone else on your mission," Staven said.
Saw said nothing. The disappointment was evident on his face. Jin blinked away tears as he turned silently and walked away. Someone knocked on Jin's bedroom door. She wasn't going to open it. Jin knew it wasn't Saw. She could hear him talking and laughing down the hall. But the knock came again, and then a third time,
more insistent. So she got up and opened the door.
"Can I come in?"
Staven asked. Jin shrugged and turned away, flopping back down on her bed. Staven stepped tentatively inside the room. A rarity. The outpost was full of open doors, the bunkers always overflowing with people. The great room, a mass of bodies. But Jin's room was hers, and no one but her or Saw was allowed inside.
"I thought you might want some supper."
Staven placed a bowl on the crate Jin used as a bedside table. She didn't look at it.
"He hates me," she muttered to the floor.
"He doesn't." Staven said it simply, as if there was no question of it. But he hadn't seen the disdain on Saw's face.
"I could have done it right," Jin said, anger and defeat mixing in her voice. "It wasn't fair."
She looked up when Staven didn't reply. He held her gaze a few moments, then said,
"It doesn't matter if it was fair or not. It only matters that you messed up, and doing something like that could hurt or kill a teammate."
"This life," Staven continued, glancing toward the open door where the sound of the others' voices leaked through.
"It's dark. You know what I mean?"
Jin shrugged.
"You can't let the darkness overtake you."
When Jin shut her eyes, she saw the hatch, the one she had hidden in after her mother was killed, her father taken. She thought about the way day had faded into night, the way she had been alone for the first time in her life, the realization that the people who loved her best were gone, and no one else knew she was there. There had been a lantern, a little lantern, so dim that it almost didn't matter. That little lantern had been her companion against the dark. And then Saw had come. He had come for her. No one else had. And he hadn't left her. Staven knelt, trying to get down to Jin's level.
"When I was learning explosives," he said, "I miswired a detonator too."
He paused, as if carefully choosing his words.
"But no one caught my mistake. Until it blew up. I hurt someone. Someone on my own team. He lost his hand. And it was my fault."
Jin flexed her own fingers, wondering what it would feel like if they were gone.
"He's never going to trust me on a mission now," Jin muttered, looking away.
"I don't think he wants to send you on a mission."
"I've been on missions before. I'm good enough."
Jin jumped up, her hands curling into fists.
"I am. So what if I made a mistake today? I know I'm good enough for another mission."
This wasn't ego talking. Jin knew she outmatched most of the regulars in the bunkers. And her mistake that day notwithstanding, she was more than qualified for her own operation. Staven nodded slowly.
"You are," he said. "But I don't think Saw wants to admit that."